Welcome to the Global Revival Blast podcast, where you get inspired, experience God's power, His manifest presence and transformation with the teachings of Wilfred Ibomobi. Now here's your host, Wilfred Ibomobi.
You could hear a voice but not recognize the voice or the person calling you, either human or divine. Do you recognize the voice you hear each day? Ask yourself this question. You could hear a voice and not recognize the voice. There are different voices out there. There is a voice of demon as well. In this exciting episode, I will be speaking on what I titled, I Didn't Call You. I Didn't Call You. Let me read 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 to 20 of the Bible. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place. And his eyes began to wax dim and that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, there where the ark of God was. And Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli, and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I call not, lie down again. And he went down, and lay down. And the Lord called yet again. Samuel arose and went to Eli, and said, Here am I, for thou did call me. And he answered, I call not, my son. Lie down. Lie down again. And now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou did call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. In verse 10, And the Lord came and stood, and called as it other times, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth, or thy first servant is listening. And the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end, for I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli, that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice, nor offering forever. And Samuel lay unto in the morning, and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel, and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, Here am I. And he said, What is the thing that the Lord hath said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee for more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. And Samuel told him everything, and hide nothing from him, and said, It is the law, let him do what seems him good. And Samuel grew, and the law was with him, and did not let none of God's word fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. Hallelujah. The voice of the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel did not know yet know the Lord, the Bible said. And the voice of that called Samuel was not the voice of Eli. Because Samuel thought it was Eli that called him. He ran to Eli and said, "You called me." The first time, the second time, the third time. And the third time, Eli recognized it was God calling the child. Remember that Eli was the mentor of the child Samuel. You see, you may be hearing me saying, Eli or Eli, the one you call, anyone you want to call, Eli or Eli, okay? So the voice of the divine could be mistook for human voice, especially when you are not used to the voice of God or never heard him. You see, it was a first time experience in the life of Samuel that Samuel heard the voice of God. He did not recognize the voice. So he thought it was Eli calling him. He went to see Eli and said, "You called me." And Eli said, "I did not call you. Go and lie down again. I did not call you." And the Bible said that Samuel went over and over three times until Eli discovered the boy was hearing the voice of God. "I didn't call you," indicates you heard a voice, but it wasn't mine. "I didn't call you," indicates that someone actually called you, but not me. Eli said, "Samuel, I was not the one calling you. Someone else, you heard the voice." Hearing his voice is vital. Hearing the voice of God is important. Please don't jump into conclusion by quoting a scripture that says, "My sheep hears my voice." There are many Christians. Are there not many Christians today who do not hear the voice of God or recognize his voice? It ought to be his sheep hear his voice, but do not think that every Christian hears his voice. There are many Christians who do not hear the voice of God. Think about it. Hearing the voice of God and knowing the voice of God is very important. Knowing the voice of God, that God speaks to you, is very important. God speaking to you is a life-saving. It is a life-saving key. It is what changes everything, hearing the voice of God. There are people who hear the voice of demons. There are people who hear strange voices. But the one I'm talking about is the voice of God. Hearing the voice and recognize the voice of God. Samuel had this experience. He had the voice of God. God kept calling him. But Samuel did not recognize the voice of God because it was first time experience for him. Samuel did not recognize the voice of God. But Eli recognized the voice of God. When God called Samuel, he ran to Eli. He was thinking it was Eli who called him. The Lord called Samuel again and again. And that is a blessing because it's not, there are Christians who heard God's voice once and God doesn't speak again to them. But in case of Samuel, God continued to speak and call Samuel, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel did not recognize the voice of God even when Eli did not hear God's voice, but he could recognize the voice of God. Eli knew the voice of God. Eli once walked with God. Even at his old age, Eli was still a high priest. Eli knew the voice of God. Eli could recognize the voice of God when God was calling Samuel. It was good thing for Samuel because Eli could recognize the voice of God. Samuel would have missed the voice of God calling him if it was not Eli that tutored him, that showed him, how to hear the voice of God, that this is the voice of God. There are those who once heard the voice of God, no longer hear his voice. Like the case of Eli. But Eli could recognize the voice of the living God, but he could not hear God's voice. There are people who does not hear God's voice. There are people who do not hear God's voice. There are group of people who do not hear God's voice. Pray for you that you hear the voice of God and you hear the voice of God clearly. In Jesus' mighty name. There are five categories or group of people related to this episode today. About hearing from God. 1. Those who hear God's voice and recognize the voice of God. 2. There are those who hear his voice but do not recognize the voice of the Lord God Almighty. Samuel was a great example of this group. Samuel heard the voice of God but could not recognize the voice of God. So you could hear a voice and not recognize it. It's not that you do not hear the voice. You know, there are people who come to your house, they shout maybe on the street and they call your name. You find it difficult to know who called you. Who is that person on the street that calls your name? So you're trying to recollect who is that person. But if you have a good relationship with people, you usually recognize their voice. Relationship makes you to recognize a voice fast. Intimacy, knowing someone, make you could recognize the voice. The Bible says Samuel not yet know the Lord. So the word of the Lord has not yet been revealed to Samuel. So that was the first time for Samuel to hear the voice of the Lord. Three, the third group. There are those who don't hear the voice of God again, or who no longer hear the voice of God again. There are those who don't hear the voice of God, but recognize the voice of God. They once heard the voice of God. There are those who once heard God speak to them, but recognize the voice of God. They do not hear the voice of God again. They once heard his voice. That's the case of Eli. Those who once heard the voice of God, but no longer hear the voice of God, but who recognize the voice of God. The fourth category, there are those who do not hear his voice at all. They don't hear the voice of God at all. There are Christians who fall on this category. They don't hear the voice of God at all. You hear people come to you as a pastor and say, how do I hear God's voice? I want to hear God to me. And some people will come on to say, oh, God do not speak anymore. He does not speak to us. In this age, this modern day age, God does not speak. Really? Really? You believe God, the same God. The Bible says in Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means he hasn't changed. So if he has spoken to people of old, the disciples of old, so God is still at the business of speaking to his people today. That does not mean that whatsoever God says now, we add it to the Bible. No. God still speaks. He is at the business of speaking. The fifth group of people. There are those who pretend to hear the voice of the Lord and lie to people with lying prophecy that are not from God. I'm going to show us in the Bible. There are people who pretend to hear God's voice, but it's not God speaking to them. Jeremiah 23 verse 21. Jeremiah 23 verse 21. I did not send these prophets, yet they have run with their message. I did not speak to them, yet they have prophesied. You see that? God is saying here, he's not the one that spoke to them. He did not send them, but they run with their message. They do not run with God's own message, but they run with their own message. He said, I did not speak to them, yet they have prophesied. So they prophesy lies. There are people who pretend to hear God's voice, but they do not hear his voice. They pretend and they prophesy, lie prophecies, and they are not from the Lord. You see, there are many false prophets who tell you they hear from the Lord, God is speaking to them, and many of them will tell you different stuff that is not God speaking to them. God speaks to us either when we are weak or when we are strong spiritually. When you are in fellowship with God or when your prayer life declines, God still speaks to us. Your maturity does not determine you hearing from God, but your relationship. God speaks to us because we are his children. God speaks to us because we have relationship with him. God speaks to you when you pray or when you don't pray. Haven't you heard from the Lord even when you have not prayed? So God does not speak because you pray. God speaks because he wants to reveal things to you. And if you are that kind of Christian who once heard God's voice, but you do not hear God's voice again, you need to ask yourself this question. What has happened to me? How come I do not hear his voice? What happened to me spiritually? Why is it that you can't even sense the things of the Holy Spirit and recognize the voice of the Lord? Ask yourself this question. What has gone wrong with you and your spiritual life? Have you gone deaf spiritually or dead spiritually? Think about it. Ask yourself this question. Think about your spiritual life, your life, your lifestyle. Examine your life and see what happened to you. Or maybe you are too noisy and you don't hear God speaks to you. In the case of Elijah, Elijah heard a gentle whisper of God's voice. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11 and 12, The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire came a gentle whisper. You see, in the case of Elijah, he probably was expecting when there was a great earthquake, God will speak with a thundering voice. But that didn't happen. So after the earthquake, after the wind, the earthquake. After the earthquake, the fire. But God did not, was not in present. And this, when there was fire, when there was wind, when there was earthquake, but God came with still small voice. The Bible said, after the fire came a gentle whisper. So if you want to hear from the Lord, you hear a gentle whisper. God can drop a thought in your heart, in your mind. It's God speaking to you. You don't need to wait for audible voice or the voice of an angel. Then you say, oh, God speaking. It drops. You can drop a word in your mind, in your heart. Or the word of God, the scripture you are reading, the Bible you are reading, can just jump. It imparts. There is what you call impartation of the scripture. A verse just jump on your face. Look at it. Wow. That's God speaking to you. God speaking to you. John chapter 10 verse 27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. So those who hear the voice of God and listen to the voice of God, Jesus says that they follow, they obey. It was a great thing for Samuel to have a mentor like Eli. Eli could help Samuel. Eli helped Samuel. He was the one who helped Samuel to recognize the voice of God. Do you have a mentor who hears from the Lord? Ask yourself this question. Because there are some mentors who do not hear from God. It is very sad to have a spiritual mentor who cannot hear from God or recognize the voice of God. When you cannot, you expect them to hear from God. And if they cannot hear from God, they cannot help you. It's very sad. It's very sad in the body of Christ to see there are people who say they are mentor, but they don't hear from the Lord and they want to lead people. A blind man leading a blind man. Both of them will fall into where? Into a ditch. They'll fall into a trap. Samuel had a spiritual mentor known as Eli. Eli could help and recognize the voice of God. Eli helped Samuel. Eli couldn't see nor hear from the Lord, but the good thing about the whole story is that he was able to recognize the voice of the Lord God Almighty. May God give you this a mentor that will be able to recognize the voice of God and the mentor who can hear from the Lord. There are many pastors who do not hear from the Lord. There are many bishops who do not hear from the Lord. There are people who do not hear from the Lord. There are ministers who do not hear from the Lord. There are bishops, apostles who do not hear from the Lord. And some of them will tell you they hear from the Lord, but they do not hear from the Lord. They pretend to hear from the Lord and they prophesy lie prophecies to you. Eli said to Samuel, when you hear his voice again, say to the Lord, your servant is listening. Not everyone or every Christian who hears God's voice again and again. Thank God for Samuel. The Lord called him again. Eli helped Samuel and told him what to say when he hears the voice of the Lord. Pause for a moment. There are ministers, there are mentors who will hate you because you can hear the voice of God and they cannot hear from God. There are ministers who said they are ministers of God, church leaders, who do not hear from the Lord. And they will hate their members or people who come to them to tell them what God is saying because they do not hear from the Lord. Eli did not hate Samuel. Rather, he asked Samuel to tell him what the Lord said to him. Not everyone you should listen to. Wait a moment. Not every voice you hear that is from the Lord. But Eli said to Samuel, when you hear his voice again, it is a privilege, an opportunity to hear God's voice again and again, again and again. It's a privilege. After God came to Samuel and spoke to him in the third encounter and the fourth encounter, Samuel was afraid to speak with Eli. When he came in the morning, Eli called Samuel to reveal what the Lord said to him. He said, reveal, tell me what God said. So sad what become of Eli. There are so many pastors who place curses on people of the church. You are to bless, not to curse, no matter the situations. Eli, in verse 16 and 17, Eli voices his anger and dilemma. And he said to, he pleaded with Samuel. I said, tell me what God told you. It is sad when he started to threaten the child. He said, the Samuel, I said, the Lord will do worse to you if you do not tell me what God told you. It is sad when a prophet or a pastor who once heard God's voice and cannot hear his voice again, because Eli could not hear from the Lord, but Samuel could. But thank God for Eli. Eli had wisdom to beg and plead for Samuel to tell him what God told him. Some pastors wouldn't do that. Some pastors will not even try. Some pastors will place curse because of pride. They will, because of the pride of heart and hatred in their heart, they will not ask for someone to help them. Please, you do not fast to hear from the Lord. You don't fast or send a seed of faith to hear from God either. Have you ever seen or heard your child, your own children, starving themselves to hear your voice? It is a natural thing for your children to hear your voice. You don't have to cry to hear God's voice. Sometimes God speaks whenever he chooses to talk to you, gives instruction, warning, or just fellowship with you. Sometimes we are too noisy to hear from the Lord. The fault may not be from the Lord. God, there's no fault in the Lord. Samuel didn't fast when God spoke to him. So don't fast to hear God's voice. God do speak to me by the grace of God anywhere. If he wants to talk to me, sometimes when I'm driving, sometimes when I'm eating, sometimes in the shower, sometimes when I'm sleeping, even when I do not expect God to speak, God still speaks today. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 21, your voice, you say your own ears, we hear him. Your own ear, we hear him right behind you. A voice will say, this is the way you should go. Whether to the right or to the left. You see, God's voice, you will hear a voice behind you. You will hear a voice behind you. So what it is, let's go back. What is the sin of Eli? It is necessary for us to know the sin of Eli and avoid it, and not to fall a victim of this sin as well. What was the sin of Eli? Why did God choose to speak to Samuel and to warn the house of Eli about the judgment that is coming? Why did God decide to judge Eli? The sin of Eli was allowing sin to be practiced in the temple of God without restraining his two sons, Ophni and Phinehas. So Eli allowed his two sons, Ophni and Phinehas, to live anyhow. He talked about it when the issue was reported to him, but he wasn't serious in dealing with the issue. He allowed his two sons to live to themselves. The two sons never feared the Lord, never regard God, never regard people. Evil sons did abominable things in the sight of God and in the sight of the people. They were not afraid of the consequences of their actions. Probably they thought they could go away with the sin without God's punishment. However, the consequences of their evil deeds were dead. The consequences, the sin they committed, God killed them. God killed them. So when the daughter-in-law of Eli, when he heard about what happened, the Bible says she was forced into labor. She gave birth to a child, a name, Ichabod, meaning the glory was departed. What led to the glory departed? Sin. 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 Eli eventually died. Let's take a step backward in the Bible regarding the story of Eli, his two sons. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 18 to 32, you will see what happened. When Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, guided with a linen effort, moreover, his mother made him a little coat, brought it to him year from year to year. When she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice, Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, the Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan which she lent to the Lord. And they went unto their own home. If you read verse 21, verse 22, down to verse 32, you will discover what happened. You will discover that God sent a prophet. God sent a prophet to the house of Eli and told Eli about the judgment that is about to come. Because when God was talking to Samuel about the judgment that is about to come, he said what I've told him. That means God once told Eli about the judgment that was about to come. But what did Eli say? Eli said, let God do what seems right to him, because he's God. Instead of repentance, instead of asking God, God, I'm sorry. But he didn't. He said, God, do what seems right to you. You see, when in verse 22, when Eli was very old, when he was told how his sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were sleeping with people, women, at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, he called them. He said, What I heard, why are you dealing with people this way? Why are you sleeping with women? Why are you committing this kind of sin before the Lord? In verse 25, he says, if one man sin against another, the Lord shall judge him. But if a man sin against the law, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the law will slay them. So they did not listen to their father. They did not listen to their father. But their father did not rebuke them. Their father only discussed the issue with them. There was no total rebuke from Eli. Eli did not restrain his two boys, Hophni and Phinehas. Eli did not discipline his two sons. They had no relationship with God, but they were walking in the house of the Lord. They were evil sons. They brought judgment into their father's house. So it's very important. This is a lesson parents should draw from, that you don't give your child whatever they want. Whatever they want is not what you give them. You don't give your child what he or she wants from you. No wonder the Bible says, train up a child the way he should go. When he grows up, he will not depart from it. According to Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, he said, train up a child in the way he should go. There is a way the child should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. So train your child in the fear of the Lord. Lead your child in the fear of the Lord. As parents, make sure your child do not lead you. Don't let your child to manipulate you. If there is what you call child abuse, there's what you call parent abuse. Do not let your child, don't allow your child to abuse you, to manipulate you. Don't give your child whatsoever your child wants. Whatsoever your child wants does not mean that because you have the money, you give to them. And the Bible says something concerning sons of Eli. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12, now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the law. The word Belial is a Hebrew word used to characterize the wicked or worthless. That means they were worthless sons. Hophni and Phinehas paid no attention to the Lord of God Almighty. They do not respect God, the God of Israel. They do not respect the people. They do not follow the regulation concerning the priesthood. They even took the money. They disregarded God. They took the offering that meant for the law. They took the offering that meant for the law and they took it to themselves. They were children who did not listen to God, nor their parents. Hophni and Phinehas paid no attention to God. Hophni and Phinehas dealt with people badly. Parent, think about it. And we must also understand this, what the voice of God does. The voice of God directs us. The voice of God instructs us. The voice of God protects us from problem. The voice of God guides us. The voice of God unveils the future. The voice of God reveals the untold. The voice of God tells of the things to come. The voice of God shows us the future. The voice of God breaks the bondage and limitations. The voice of God breaks the cedar of Lebanon. The voice of God is powerful and loaded. And the Bible says this, and I will read it. In Psalm 29, verse 3 to 9, the voice of God is over the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young white horse. The voice of the Lord divides the flame of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth. The strips of the forest barren. And in his temple, everyone says glory. The voice of God is powerful. May his voice lead you. Hearing the voice of God will help you. It's a great thing that could happen to you. Hearing the voice of God will help you. Please don't get scared when you hear the voice of God. It's just like a human voice. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Enjoy his presence. Let him do the talking while you are listening. Sometimes you could speak and God will hear you and listen to you. Sometimes let him talk as well. Not only you talk, Please keep quiet sometime and let God speak to you. If you do not hear the Lord, please don't give up in your fellowship with God. God bless you. God bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for a day like this. Thank you for your word we've heard. Thank you for learning from the life, the story of Eli, Samuel, Ophni, and Phinehas. Help us to understand and recognize your voice. Help us, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Remain blessed in the Lord. I love you with the love of God. Please keep the fire burning.
Thank you for listening to Global Revival Blast Podcast. Please don't forget to subscribe, support, and follow us on social media. For more, visit PastorWilfred.com.